Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Against the Wild by Cat Martin, narrated by Jack Garrett.
Chapter 1. The low moaning of the wind awakened him. The old fishing lodge, constructed in the 30s, was built of hand-hewn logs, the chinking between them worn by time and weather, leaving spaces for the air to blow through. An eerie keening echoed inside the house, a chilling sound that sent shivers down Dylan's spine. "Just the wind," he reminded himself. "Nothing to do with stories of ghosts and hauntings. Just an inconvenience, nothing more." Still, he had Emily to think of. Dylan Brody swung his long legs to the side of the bed, shrugged into his heavy flannel robe, and padded barefoot down the hall toward his daughter's bedroom. The lodge he'd purchased earlier in the spring was big and sprawling, two stories high, with a separate family wing for the owner, another for the prestigious guests it had once hosted back in its heyday in the 30s. The living room was big and open, exposing 14-inch logs in the ceiling. A massive river rock fireplace climbed one wall. A second, smaller version warmed the sitting room in the master suite. Dylan had fallen in love with the place the moment he had seen it. Perched on Eagle Bay, like a guardian of the 200 forested acres around it. Old legends be damned. He didn't believe in ghosts or any of the Indian myths he had heard. He'd waited years to find the perfect spot for his guided fishing and family vacation business, and this was the place. The wind picked up as he moved down the hall, the air sliding over rough wood, whistling through the eaves, the branches on the trees shifting eerily against the window panes. Dylan picked up his pace, worried the noise would frighten Emily. Though so far, his 8-year-old daughter seemed more at ease in the lodge than he was. Frosted glass wall sconces dimly lit the passage as he walked along. Original, not part of a remodel of the residential wing done a few years back, before the last owner moved out and left the area. The 4 bedrooms and bathrooms upstairs on this side of the building weren't fancy, but they were livable while he worked on the rest of the lodge. The master suite had been updated, but it wasn't the way he wanted it yet. Eventually, he would rebuild this section as well.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?